It's 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific, coast to coast and around the world.
I'm not a doctor, but I have a PhD in recognizing bullshit when I hear it.
From the America Out Loud Talk Radio Studios.
The American people are not feeling very loved right now, though. They're not feeling heard by the Biden administration.
It's time for The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott.
Super Tuesday is in the books now, and we can move on past that. As Donald Trump wins 14 of the 15 states that were up for election. As Donald Trump wins 14 of the 15 states on Super Tuesday, Nikki Haley now is left with a decision. What will she do? Does she continue on, or is this the end of her campaign for the Republican nomination? My name is Booker Scott, and this is The Truth Be Told. Thank you so much for joining us here on this Wednesday night, the hump day. I really do appreciate you being here and listening to America Out Loud Talk Radio or finding us on a podcast. Thank you so much. This hour is brought to you by Gold Co. You can go to BookerLikesGold.com to find out more about that. It is for diversifying your savings. You know what kind of world we're living in. Right now may be the time for you to diversify and take care of what you've worked so hard to accumulate. Just check out BookerLikesGold.com. So yesterday on the show, I went to the decision desk. You may remember that. It was a joke. It wasn't serious. I don't have a decision desk. I think you probably know that. But I said Donald Trump would sweep and win all 15 states. In the end, he won 14. The state of Vermont was won by Nikki Haley, and it was very, very close, just over 50% for Nikki Haley. I talked last night on the show about what will Nikki Haley do. And, you know, I'll get into a little bit of that in this hour, but we're also going to learn about the omnibus bill that they are trying to put together. We go from continuing resolutions to a possible government shutdown to now a mammoth omnibus bill that they're adding money to. And an interesting story coming out is Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania. You may remember him. He is flipping on some things that really make you wonder, is this guy turning into a Republican? I doubt it, but still, he is making some sense in a world that is crazy. And that in and of itself is crazy. And also in this hour, we'll be going into a live X space to hear from you, the American people. The State of the Union is coming up, and President Joe Biden will deliver his comments. What do you think he will say? And in reality, what is the State of the Union from your perspective? We want to hear from the American people, and we will do that in just a few minutes. Let's get into this Super Tuesday. As I said, it was 14-1, Donald Trump over Nikki Haley, and also Joe Biden. He won every state that he was in, although there was some erosion from the Democrat voters, and you can see that it was 5-10% right there in that number that people did not vote for Joe Biden. And I find it interesting that they actually went to vote. They took the time to get in a car, drive to a poll, and then they actually voted for undecided, uncommitted, or in some cases they voted for somebody else. And that number is 5-10%. If you remember last election in 2020 between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, regardless of what you think about what happened behind the scenes on the election, in the end, Donald Trump lost by 42,000 votes in three states. And those three states would have made the difference in who is our president right now. Joe Biden can't afford to lose 5-10% of his voters. And we also see, of course, that Donald Trump is gaining momentum when it comes to the minority voter, both in the black and the Hispanic community. He is picking up steam and gaining percentages in that. So we will keep an eye on those things as we go forward, and maybe we'll have some of that conversation within that Live X space coming up here in a few minutes. So Donald Trump, he goes to the stage in Mar-a-Lago and accepts his win and victory on Super Tuesday. Here is former President Donald Trump in his victory on Super Tuesday.
Well, thank you very much. They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. This is a big one. And they tell me, the pundits and otherwise, that there's never been one like this. There's never been anything so conclusive. This was an amazing an amazing night, an amazing day. It's been an incredible period of time in our country's history. It's been sad in so many ways, but I think it's going to be inspiring because we're going to do something that, frankly, nobody's been able to do for a long time.
And it was announced Tuesday afternoon by Nikki Haley's campaign that she would not be addressing anyone. And some people got news of that later in the day, and they started questioning whether Nikki Haley's campaign would continue. It's a fair question, but it was planned ahead of time that she was not going to be making any speeches. Let's listen to a little bit more of Donald Trump from Palm Beach, Florida, in Mar-a-Lago.
So we're going to take back our country. We're going to make sure we are going to do it right. We're going to have the greatest economy ever in the history of our country. We're going to top what we did. We're going to become an energy center of the world. We're ready to become energy dominant, and they stop that. They stop that. But we're going to become energy dominant. We're going to pay off debt. We're going to do things that nobody thought was possible. You know, we hadn't done our second phase of the tax cuts. When we did the tax cuts, the Democrats fought us very hard. And now they say, well, I guess that was pretty good because we took in much more revenues after we cut taxes. And then we did all of those regulation cuts and people were working and everybody was happy and we were all proud of our country. But we're going to win this election because we have no choice. If we lose the election, we're not going to have a country left.
And really, that last sentence is what the election of 2024 all comes down to. A lot of people feel that way. I personally do. 2024 may be the drop-dead date. Either the conservatives and Republicans win the election, or the global elites destroy America. Which then brings us to the question about Nikki Haley and the Never Trumpers. I was watching a lot of the coverage on Super Tuesday, and the pundits and the talking heads on television were talking about Donald Trump bringing the Republicans home, bringing Nikki Haley's support home, bringing them over to his side to get his support. And you can hear there in Donald Trump's speech some of his personality, and that's the personality that a lot of people don't like. You either love it or you hate it. But that's the personality. It isn't the policies. And you have to really look at the policies that Donald Trump brought. And there's a lot of time between now and November. 7-8 months is an eternity in politics. Just ask Gary Hart. Remember him? He was the front runner for the Democrats back in the 80s. There was a picture of him with a lady on his lap on that boat called the Monkey Business. And it was that fast that his campaign was over and his political future was done. Do you remember Senator John Edwards in North Carolina? Yeah. He was doing really well in 2008 against Barack Obama. And, of course, he had an extramarital affair with a child out of wedlock, and that was over. Those both happened pretty quickly. And in politics, 7 or 8 months is forever. But it is an important question that we do have to ask about Nikki Haley. Is she now going to support Donald Trump? And I talked about this on the show last night. And I played that clip for you from Meet the Press over the weekend where she would not commit to supporting Donald Trump. We'll have to watch whether she'll be able to bring that 15 to 20% that were voting for her consistently throughout the primaries. But when you really look at what has happened so far, Donald Trump has been dominant in this election. The Republican Party is Donald Trump's party right now. And I think it's going to be important that Donald Trump get moderate Democrats and independents, because this is about taking this country back and getting it back to the things that are important: energy independence, great education for our children, safety and security, and a sovereign nation with secured borders. And we talk about those independents and those moderate Democrats and even the Never Trumpers, and part of the reason why they hate Donald Trump so much. We did that Friday night in a conversation I had with Dr. Sheldon Roth. I really enjoyed that conversation. I could listen to him really for hours. He wrote the book Psychologically Sound, The Mind of Donald Trump. And I asked him that question. Why is it that so many people really hate Donald Trump? And he put so much of it on the media that the lies that they spun for all of those years have created that hatred. He said, look back before Donald Trump ever came down an escalator. He was the darling of so many people in media in New York for years until that moment. Let me play a little bit for you of some examples of what the media was like, just so you can compare and contrast. Listen to the lies that are spun here from the mainstream media about Donald Trump.
When President Biden spent last Christmas on vacation with family, he continued the longest string in two decades of a U.S. president not visiting the troops during the holiday. But there was no criticism in the press like there had been of his predecessor.
Thank you.
President Trump. With Trump, the media was eager to blare negative headlines, even when false. In 2018, NBC incorrectly reported that Trump stayed home at Christmas time, the first U.S. president since 2002 to skip visiting the troops. The news went global. But it wasn't true. The media had jumped the gun. Trump and First Lady Melania left the White House Christmas Day to visit U.S. soldiers in Iraq. On Thanksgiving, Newsweek made a similar error, falsely reporting that Trump was spending the holiday golfing at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. But the reporter had fabricated the golf story. Trump flew to Afghanistan on Thanksgiving to again be with the troops, making Trump the only president in U.S. history to visit troops in a combat zone both on Thanksgiving and so close to Christmas, though the press never reported that.
There were so many lies from the mainstream media, and they never go back to correct them, regardless of what the lie is. And that is what has happened over the years. And eventually, people just believe everything that they're fed. Well, you have to dig a little bit deeper to find the truth, don't you? I'm going to play one more clip for you here to show this. And if you remember back to Donald Trump's presidency with the kids in the cages, and then there was that one story of Donald Trump separating the kid, the immigrant, from their parents. Here that is.
Trump separating illegal immigrant parents from children, but the child hadn't been separated from her parents in the U.S. MSNBC falsely claimed Trump banned the Red Cross from visiting the immigrant children. The Red Cross said that wasn't true. MSNBC also falsely claimed that Trump had talked about exterminating Latinos, but later corrected that and apologized. NBC News misidentified the focus of Trump's praise in a speech as Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Actually, Trump was talking about Union General Ulysses S. Grant.
And we'll move on now from Donald Trump and Super Tuesday and move on to other things. And don't forget, coming up in a few minutes, we will go live into that X space to hear what you think about the State of the Union ahead of President Joe Biden's State of the Union address. There was this story that came out Tuesday about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey. If you remember, he has already been charged and indicted on bribery, where he took gold bars, and those gold bars originated from Egypt, and that's where the bribe is alleged to have come from. The other conspirator in that case, his name is Jose Uribe, and he has decided to flip. So now he is going to testify against Bob Menendez. Things are not looking good for this corrupt politician out of New Jersey. Well, on Tuesday, he was indicted again, and this time it is for obstruction of justice. Here is the story from Reuters. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez and his wife were charged with obstruction of justice in a new 18-count indictment unsealed Tuesday. Menendez has pleaded not guilty to earlier charges of accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars from businessmen to impede law enforcement probes they faced, and illegally acting as an agent of the Egyptian government. A trial is scheduled for May 6th in Manhattan federal court.
Do you want your next new car to have a kill switch that can be used to prevent you from starting the car, or that could take over the operation of the car because some AI program or some guy in a control room doesn't like the way you're driving?
And that wouldn't be a good idea, would it? But that is being considered in the omnibus bill. Now, the leadership of the Republican House of Representatives, they don't want to call this an omnibus bill, but that's exactly what this is. What I'm talking about is the spending bill that the Republican House of Representatives is now taking up. Remember, they kicked the can down the road? Well, the road is going to end again. Continuing resolution, government shutdown, or now this omnibus bill. There are some scary things in it, and that clip I just played for you came from the Heritage Foundation warning you of something that is in this bill. All cars will be required to have a kill switch in them, attached to artificial intelligence. That doesn't sound like a good idea of something our government should be doing, does it? I mentioned the Senator John Fetterman from the state of Pennsylvania a few minutes ago. A lot of us have been hard on him through the years, and there has been good reason. And Fetterman on Tuesday rescinded or reversed his support of something inside of this, and it has to do with the LGBTQ Center, which hosts sex parties. Here is a letter that he sent to Ranking Member Hyde Smith. After further review, I am writing to withdraw my support and request the removal of the below fiscal year 2024 congressional directed spending project included in the Senate Transportation, Housing and Urban Development and related agencies appropriations bill. And again, this was an LGBTQ center that was used for sex parties. So Fetterman is waking up too, but there are a lot of earmarks in here. This is where the politicians start sneaking things in. Do you think it's just liberal Democrats that do it? Well, let's take a look at this. Congressman Tom Massey put this out. The Speaker of the House of Representatives is Mike Johnson. He is from the state of Louisiana. If you look inside this omnibus spending bill, you will find that Louisiana receives $5 million sugarcane earmark in this omnibus bill. And what else are they spending your money on? These are the things they don't want you to know about. $1.1 million for electric bus charging stations in Florida. $1 million for a citywide climate assessment in Rhode Island. $1.6 million for artist living and working space in New York. $1 million for an EV infrastructure master plan in Chicago. $850,000 for, this is one of my favorites, $850,000 for, quote, bus stop equity in California. These are the types of things thousands of pages cover in this huge omnibus spending. And we're going to talk about these types of things, the things that get you frustrated about your government, about America right now. There is safety and security. There is a wide open border. The economy sucks, and it has for a while. What do you feel about it? How do you feel about it? Do you want it to change? We'll go live into an X space here in a few minutes to get the pulse of the people. I call it a town hall. I call it the pulse of the people, and we'll do that here in just a few minutes. Right now, it looks like the government is pushing for a digital dollar, which could mean every penny you spend could be tracked and controlled by the government. If that's true, then your entire life could depend on people you don't know, like, or trust. That's why smart Americans are opting out and putting some of their savings into real gold and silver. So to help you, you can go to BookerLikesGold.com to get a free 2024 Gold IRA kit from my new partners at GoldCo. It shows how to protect your hard-earned money with physical gold and silver, even if it's still in a retirement account. And as an American citizen, you could get up to $10,000 in free silver just for safeguarding your own savings. At the very least, arm yourself with knowledge about your options. Don't be a sheep here. You can't afford it. Go to BookerLikesGold.com now to get your free 2024 gold and silver IRA kit.
More truth in minutes on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX Throat Spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, it is Unleashed, the Political News Hour. That is followed up by the National Security Hour. And then at 9 tonight is After Dark with Robin Andrew. My name is Booker Scott, and this is The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott. Thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you go to AmericaOutLoud.news. Check out the podcasts and the articles there. Every Wednesday on the program, we get into an X space, and I call it the Pulse of the People or a town hall, kind of to get your feelings, your ideas about whatever the subject is. And typically the subject is pretty narrow. We'll deal with one or two things. But today I thought it might be a good idea, with the State of the Union coming up next Tuesday, we can bounce around wherever you want to go in this X space. So let's start the conversation and let's go to Al. Al, the floor is yours, sir.
Good afternoon, Booker, and all Americans in here. I would say for the State of the Union, our two biggest concerns are the economy and the border. You know, everybody knows what the state of the economy is right now, but the border, probably a bigger concern at the moment, and directly influencing the economy, because we have all of these illegal immigrants coming into the country, and every state is becoming a border state now. So I think if those two issues can be addressed, and, you know, the President of the United States says he doesn't have the power to do that, but he does. Everybody knows that.
Well, he had the power. He had the power to reverse everything that Donald Trump did, didn't he?
Well, exactly. He basically took every single policy that Trump put in place and just overturned it just to say that they did it, you know. And Mayorkas is actually quoted on TV saying, you know, laughing about it, that they basically dismantled everything that Trump put in place. So he needs to be impeached, and everybody knows what needs to happen with the president. And we just need to hope and pray, and everybody get out and vote in November to make sure that we do change the direction that our country is going in right now. I'm excited to see the State of the Union, just because I can only imagine what it's going to be like on Thursday. But thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you, Al. Hang out up here. We'll come back to you in a few minutes. And the Mayorkas video that he was speaking of, what Mayorkas said was that there were so many things that they did to reverse Trump's policies, he couldn't list them all. And he was really proud of it, if you remember that video. I actually played the audio from that video. I think it was in a show last week. So you may be familiar with that audio that he was speaking of. When it comes to Mayorkas and the impeachment, he has been impeached in the House. That happened by one vote. But as it goes to the Senate, you can tell now that Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer both are going to sweep it under the rug. It's not going to be a normal impeachment. You see that fight that is happening right now between the House and the Senate. Don't expect him to be removed, because he won't. And if he were removed, they would put in someone just like him, or worse, possibly. Let's go to David. David, go ahead, sir.
Hey, thank you, Booker. I don't want to repeat too much, but I agree with Al there. The border immigration and the economy is really what I want to hear about. I don't think people, and maybe they do, realize that what we're seeing from the impacts of the border is just the tip of the iceberg, with its, whether it's the crime or the impact on our economy and potential impact on our jobs. But the criminal element is really of a concern to me. I think we're just hearing only a piece of what's going on out there. And it's just, I don't think Americans are prepared to see what happens in the future if this immigration continues like it is. We're not, as we hear from 45, we're not getting the biggest and brightest folks coming over. And I'm not sure they all have a good intent with crossing that border. As far as the economy, you know, we need to really redirect to America first and really start looking at building our job base here, building more manufacturing here, and really stop spending all of our money overseas. There's enough to do here. There's enough people to take care of our homeless, our veterans. And I'll land it there, Booker. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, David. Hang out up here, and you must suffer from white rural rage. I don't know if you guys saw that, but a brand new book that just hit the shelves Tuesday, yesterday. And now what they are doing is they're trying with fear porn to scare their base, afraid of white rural rage. And they now say that that is the biggest threat to democracy. I had that on my show last night. If you missed it, go back and listen to it. Let's go to Ed. Ed, go ahead.
On the State of Union, I really think it's going to become a disaster. And mainly because of the ruling of the U.S. Supreme Court. I think he's going to try to go and address about the border, but he won't be able to help himself to go after Trump and the courts the way Biden always does. And because of that, I think it's going to become really disastrous. I think it's going to become really volatile because of their antics, you know, with the Democrats when they don't get their way. And I think that with what we're dealing with the border already and the illegal immigrants and the crime already, I think they're going to utilize the State of the Union to accelerate it and make it explode even more as far as the violence. So I really feel that we're about to really see things that we're not really prepared for, unfortunately. Thanks.
Thank you, Ed. And for you listening on America Out Loud Talk Radio, you may hear me call people by strange names. That is their handle on X, or formerly Twitter. And that is all we can see when we are in these X spaces. So I'm going to do that now because you're going to hear me say 3214. 3214, you have the floor.
So our country has destroyed goal setting. And our State of the Union is horrible. Speak nothing to strive for. Everybody's told they're good enough as they are. There's nothing to achieve for. And that is the same thing with immigration.
I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to 3214. I'm going to interrupt you because you're breaking up. I want you to clean it up if you could. Maybe drop down and come back up because you really have some really good thoughts, and I want you to contribute because I want to hear it. And I know where you were going. It sounded good what you were saying, but the technical part of it was not very good. So please drop down and come back. Let's go down to Phantom. Phantom, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the space and the mic. The State of the Union, in my opinion, is at critical mass. You know, I've never seen it this frustrated. I'm 56, you know, and I went to the Reagan and Carter rallies back in 80, you know, and I always look at the things that haven't been changed since then, that way, you know, where the same talking points have been around since then. But now we have even though they're not new, it's the worst it's ever been. And whereas the economy is bad, it's something we know how to fix. In fact, Donald Trump, we can fix it pretty much overnight. We know how to fix the economy. The border is bad, but we absolutely know how to fix it. So I don't consider those issues that aren't going to get fixed once we get elections back under control. The two things that are killing the country, in my opinion, are the justice system, because we can fix those things if we have an honest and just justice system. I always go back to the Declaration of Independence, you know, with liberty and justice for all. That's not something we have right now. That is the most critical thing going on in the country, is the broken justice system. That is what has to be fixed. When you have a working justice system, you can fix everything else because you can get correct judgments and correct law and everything else. The other thing is amid the out of control and corrupt military industrial complex, as it's connected to our government and the way it's being abused to disrupt countries around the world, our ability to get that under control. The two other things, the economy and the border, we know how to fix those things. To me, the most critical and dangerous issues that we have are the broken justice system and the out of control military industrial complex.
Thank you, Phantom. Great thoughts. You're well put together on that. Let me come back to you and ask you this question. From the perspective of Joe Biden, when he gives the State of the Union next Tuesday night, what do you think he's going to say?
Oh, what? that is an incredible question. And unless I'm clairvoyant, I have no way of knowing. And even if he knew what he was going to say, I don't think he'd know what he was going to say. But I think he's going to make excuses, and I think he's going to talk upside down. Like he's saying now, right, that the economy's fine. There's a better economy than we ever have. And I've noticed, and this happens, as we know, before a lot of elections, is that the gas prices that were really high are creeping down. The grocery prices that were super high are creeping down a little bit, right around election time. That's not going to stay that way. He's going to make a lot of excuses and just tell a lot of outright lies. That's what he's going to say.
I agree. And write this down, because I'm going to give you a couple. Here's a couple of things he's going to say. Number one, he's going to say that the Republicans don't want to fix the border. They didn't pass the bill that they wanted to pass on the border. They need more money for the border. The Republicans won't give it to them. They don't want to fix it. They don't care about illegal immigration. That's one thing he's going to say. Another thing he's going to say is we've created 15 million jobs. No one else has ever created 15 million jobs. And then the other thing is inflation is down, and he's going to use the word cost is down, and that's just not the case. Inflation is down to about 3-4%, which means things are only going up 3-4%. Inflation would have to be -20% to get the cost back down to where they were 3 years ago, and that gets to Phantom's point about the lies. That's what he's going to do in the State of the Union. That's not uncommon, but that's what you're going to hear Tuesday night, and it's going to really frustrate you. Now, let's go back to 3214. She was trying earlier, had a technical problem. Let's see if it's cleared up. Go ahead.
So, basically, in our country, we've destroyed the, I don't know how to phrase it. It's the desire in people to move up the chain, to do better, to have a goal, go for it. When they hit that goal, go for the next one. It's totally destroyed. It started in the school systems, and one of those goals has always been around immigration. We've always had immigrants, and their goal has been to enter the country, learn the language, become a legal citizen. And what Biden has done is totally thrown that all out the window. Because now anybody can enter the country and secure medical care, social security benefits, whatever they want. And they do not have to become a citizen. They don't have to become part of the country. It's just go there and live off what's already in place. So it's bad. And I live in Florida, where we have a lot of immigrants. They're coming from all over the place. They're coming from Cuba. They're coming from the islands. They're coming from Haiti. And the ones I interact with on a daily basis, their goal always is to become a U.S. citizen. And now we are flooded with people who don't even have that as a goal. There's no incentive. So this is very, very concerning.
Where do you think that comes from? Why do you think that has happened?
They're not being required to do anything to be in this country. It used to be you had to have a green card or some type of work permit. And now it's just, hey, come on in. There's no follow-up. They're giving court dates that are 3-5 years out. There's no vetting to make sure that they don't have any issues that should keep them out of the country. I was originally in upstate New York, and Canadian border used to be you wanted to cross into Canada. If you had a DWI, you would some people they would refuse depending on the severity of it or the how recent it was, but anybody else, you had to post like anywhere from a $500 to a $5,000 bond to enter Canada. There's nothing in place for these people. Come across the border, you're in the country, okay, you're here. We're never going to touch base with you again, or it's going to be 5 years, but records get lost, you know? It's crazy what they're doing.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. And, you know, when it comes to the immigration, and as we're doing this space here, and we're talking about the State of the Union, as we get ready for Joe Biden's State of the Union, it'll be curious to watch him give the speech and how he gets through it from a medical standpoint, whether he'll be able to do that or not. I'm sure he will. They'll give him enough medicine to do it. If you want to stop the illegal immigration, stop the money. There is money flowing from South America all through Central America straight to Texas that is provided by the UN, that provides cold hard cash, debit cards, food, clothing, transportation to the city of your dreams. And then you get to your city of the dreams, New York, Chicago. They're giving you a debit card for $10,000. They're putting you up in $300 or $400 a night hotels. If I'm sitting in Venezuela with no hope for the future, where my income is about $5,000 American a year, and some guy comes along and says, hey, by the way, you know, if you just hop on the trail of riches on the way to Eagle Pass, Texas, the United Nations is going to give you thousands of dollars. They're going to get you there. And when you get there, there's more money on the other end and they'll put you in a hotel. And some cities we have are opening their doors and mayors are asking people to let people come live with you, these illegal immigrants. And I believe it was Dave earlier talking about the crime. And I think the crime is always there. But when it comes to murder, when it comes to rape, like what happened to the 14-year-old girl in Louisiana, it is starting to bubble up to the point that people can't ignore what's happening in our country. So State of the Union so far that we've heard has been the economy and it's been illegal immigration. And we'll continue on with this space here in just a few minutes.
More Truth Be Told with Booker Scott in a minute on America Out Loud.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutLoud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Every afternoon at 3 o'clock, it's attorney Tom Renz right here on America Out Loud Talk Radio. And that is followed up at 4 by the Constitution Study with Paul Engle. I'm Booker Scott. This is The Truth Be Told. I am glad you are here on this Wednesday evening. We are in the middle of an X space. We're getting the pulse of the people. We're talking about the State of the Union. Joe Biden will be pushed up there next Tuesday night in front of the country, in front of the world. And what will he talk about? What are your feelings about the State of the Union? We've heard already over and over, we're hearing it's illegal immigration and it's the economy. And I agree. That's really, I think, what the 2024 election is going to be about. But let's keep the conversation going. Let's see where this goes. Let's go to Doreen. Doreen, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Booker. Thank you so much. My biggest thing right now is the illegal immigration. I have twin granddaughters that are down at a university in northeastern Indiana, And I just spoke with them Sunday and said, look, please do not go anywhere by yourself. Go with a buddy system. At least if one of you gets grabbed, the other one can seek help, especially after what happened down to in Georgia with a lovely young lady, Lakin Riley. I'll say her name. Joe Biden won't. I am very fearful for them because I can't protect them where they're at. You know, 16-year-old girls should be required to take a gun class, and they should all be armed. And a lot of this rape and these things would not happen to these young ladies if they could protect themselves. And that right now is my biggest fear in the United States, is this illegal immigration. And thank you so much for giving me a mic.
Thank you, Doreen. Let's go to the state of Florida, where I don't know if you guys saw this. I haven't covered this on a show yet. But last week, the University of Florida got rid of their entire DEI in the university. They fired them all. They give them 12-week severance, but they did get rid of DEI at the University of Florida. Let's go to Florida. Let's go to Ultra. Ultra, go ahead.
Heard on the way home on the Sean Hannity show that, I don't know how, I guess because he said it, it must be true, that the Republicans are bring, and I'm sorry if y'all have already talked about this, I guess they're bringing the two, they invited the two policemen who were beat up in New York City by the immigrants, they have invited them to the State of the Union address. So I'm sorry if y'all have already talked about that. But I thought that was really interesting.
I haven't heard that. And what do you think they would be bringing those two guys to the State of the Union for Joe Biden to shine a light on the fact that illegal immigrants beat the crap out of policemen in New York City? What's the purpose of that?
Well, obviously, to make a statement. This is what you've done. This is on your, you know, on your watch. You allowed this. You allowed these people in. And these officers paid the ultimate price of your lack of ability to govern a nation correctly. That's my opinion.
Okay, let's go to Santino. Santino, go ahead. You have a microphone. The floor is yours.
I have to absolutely agree with what I love the speaker said. There's many key points. We do have a serious situation on our hand. People are coming over. There's one reason why Biden is doing this. It's because he wants them not to have passports. He doesn't want them to have citizenship so they can actually vote illegally. They can come there, they can vote. You need to have, apparently you need to have a citizenship. You got me off hand here. I wasn't even ready to speak. It's okay.
It's okay. You're doing great.
I'm always ready. You know, the thing is, you need to be a citizen to vote in the United States of America. He's trying right now to get rid of that. And one of the key reasons is because he wants to rig the election again. He wants all these immigrants to come over and vote for him. And that's one of the reasons why. That's actually probably the only reason why he's doing it. But you know what? That can never be taken away. To vote in the United States, you have to be a citizen. It's your God-given right to vote as a citizen. So let's go back to the Constitution. We got to stop this. Let's not tiptoe around it. Facts are facts. It's the law. It's in the Constitution. And that's it.
Thank you very much. And I agree with everything you said. And a lot of the states have been trying to secure elections over the last couple of years through the state legislatures. And I don't know if you saw this. Arizona has done that. And there was a lawsuit and a federal judge upheld that law. Let's try Caroline. Caroline from the state of Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Well, obviously we're in terrible condition and the immigration thing is huge. We just found out in my district that we are a sanctuary county and nobody ever gave permission for that. So we're fighting for that too. So we're in a fight for our life. And I think that it's got the attention of the American citizen. And I think that it's going to take a lot of work. And we have to get out there and vote. We have to make our voices known. And we have to invest. We have to invest in our own country. And the way we do that is to get into action and talking to other people and registering people to vote and moving into action. Thanks so much.
Hey, Carolina, I'm going to come back to you and ask you this question. You can see that the Democrats are now flipping the illegal immigration problem on the Republicans. And is that going to work, do you think? Because the Democrats have the mouthpiece of the mainstream media, and they're putting the blame on the Republicans. Is that something that's going to work as we go into 24? Are the sheep, are the people that don't pay attention to politics every day, they're living their lives, are they going to believe what the Democrats are selling them?
Okay, this is what I'm seeing on the ground, and I'm an on-the-ground person, Booker. You know me well enough to know that I'm out and about. So this is what I see going to happen. I see that we're getting a lot of people registered Republicans, and that's going to work. I think it is going to work for them on the down ballot. I think who's going to pull us over the finish line for the presidential race and probably some of the Senate races and things like that are going to be our Democrats and independents. They're going to do it for us again this time. A lot of the minorities, too, because it doesn't really matter to them what party it is. They see the condition. They see their food bill. And I think that the illegal immigrants voting is going to work for down ballot, but I don't think it's going to work for up ballot. That's my opinion as of right now.
Thank you very much. Let's go to the state of New Jersey. Let's go to PD. PD, go ahead.
Thanks, Booker. One thing I think he's going to try to spin as well, you know, he's going to definitely spin the border crisis. He's going to spin the economy, but he's also going to spin the gun violence in America to push that, you know,
it's a good assault point. Weapons ban. We haven't heard that yet. And that's a really, really good point. Keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's where I'm done. I've landed the plane.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a really good point, because that is, again, something that the Democrats, and in fact, I just saw something from Joe Biden the other day. He said that he will, I think it was a post on X, he's going to do everything he can to ban assault weapons. I think he used the term, I've done it before, and I'm going to do it again. So that's really a good point that has not been brought up during this time here on Pulse of the People. It's a town hall. And if you're listening on America Out Loud Talk Radio, coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, it is Unleashed. The Political News Hour is on the way here in just a few minutes. Thank you so much for joining us. You are listening to a live Twitter space here on America Out Loud Talk Radio. Let's go to the state of Michigan. Let's go to Patriot.
Hey, good afternoon, Booker. So I think the State of the Union for me, border. And I think border is the biggest thing. But one thing I don't think people think about with all the illegals coming through, they're talking 20 to 30 million here now. Think about 10, 15, 20 years from now when they multiply. It could be 60, 70 million in total. What could that could do to our economy?
Good point.
And to our system. That's one of my biggest fears.
One thing that we haven't talked about that I think is worth some discussion here is education. We see schools that are failing everywhere. And I think there was a comment earlier about education and our children, but that brings in school choice. And that was a huge Republican talking point in the 20 convention. And I don't think it's something that we spend enough time talking about, but it is so important for the State of the Union that, in my opinion, we have school choice. Every parent should be able to give their kid the best education possible. And they aren't getting that in cities like Baltimore, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles. I saw every graduating kid in Baltimore city schools could not pass math proficiently. I don't know if you guys saw that, but that's where we are in America. And I think it's an important point. Let's go back to 3214, who happens to be a school teacher.
So, yeah, I mean, it's our public schools, they have so degraded the education being offered that it's almost as though academic subjects, reading, writing, arithmetic, are backburnered to the social feel-good topics. People complain that we are at the bottom of first world countries in math and science, but our curricula is so cluttered with DEI and anything else, the teachers really no longer have time to teach. They have to focus on everything and anything that comes down the line as a feel-good public pressure agenda. And we really need to ditch all this nonsense, leave that to the parents, and get back to the basics of education, which is teaching kids to read, teaching them to write, which includes cursive, and teaching them basic arithmetic skills. They're not getting those. They really are not. And I've seen this when I went to school. I'm talking my lifetime. You actually had to read assignments and then expect to get quizzed and tested on them in the classroom. And these days, the teacher reads the book aloud to the kids in the classroom, and the quizzes are so basic that you'd have to be sleeping through the class not to pass them.
Let me ask you something, because you bring something up a few minutes ago. You mentioned the parents, and I can remember a time when, and I have teachers in my family, come from a lot of them, actually, and parents complained that teachers were not involved enough with the kids. And don't you think the irony is amazing that the parents, when they finally get involved with these school boards, some of them get arrested? And I as you look at that over the last 3 or 4 years, do they really want parents involved? Because when it comes to some of these books that are in schools, when it comes to what teachers are teaching, whether it's CRT or anything else, they don't want parents around anymore. They want us to stay away. And I find that interesting.
It is. It's very ironic. And I used to enjoy parent involvement. There's a difference between parent involvement and micromanagement, but parent involvement is key, because if your child doesn't think that you're paying attention, they don't do as well in school. You know, you need to keep track, ask them, not open the questions like, how was your school day? It was, what did you read today in English class? What math skill did you learn? Can you think of a way that we could use that at home? You know, but parents just say, how was school today? You know, or some of them are helicopter parents. They jump on a school board to either ban or promote every book that is on their little list. I sat on a school board for 10 years. I ran unopposed for 2 terms because nobody wanted to be involved. And most of our board meetings, we would get maybe 3 to 5 parents, and it was a city school district. It was a small city, but it was a city school district, and people just wouldn't attend unless their child was getting some kind of award or recognition. You know, teachers didn't even go to the board meetings.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't believe Joe Biden is going to talk about education. I really don't. I believe he's going to talk about the 15 million jobs. And by the way, if you look at the labor numbers, labor participation numbers are still less now than they were when Donald Trump was president. So don't let them fool you with numbers by people going back to work and people working 2 and 3 jobs to be able to get to adding 15 million jobs, which they really did not add. There are less people working today than there were in 2019. Let's go back to Santino one more time. Go ahead, sir. You have the floor.
I believe that the reason why Cursor was taken off the curriculum is because then they can't read it. They can't read the Constitution, i.e. example of all old documents. I believe that's one of the reasons why they took it off there, because they want their children to know how to protect themselves, what their rights are. So they're trying to remove every way to protect themselves. And that piggybacks on what you were saying about guns. They want to disarm Americans. And, you know, as of learning, you know, we have a bit to blame on AI. As AI is good for us, it's also our evil as well. Because these projects, these things, they're stopping us from learning. They're stopping us from doing our own math, our reading, and our writing. They're doing everything for us. So basically, they're making us dumber.
And I see that everywhere. Just go outside. In fact, I'm not even going to get into what I saw today. Let's go down to DD. DD, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Booker. I appreciate it. Look, I'm just a good old Southern country boy. That's it. You know, I raise cattle for a living. My wife is an RN, and my mother was a teacher. America is just flat gone to crap. I mean, I just don't know how much plainer you can put it.
That's perfect. Now, that's perfect.
It's gone to crap. People say, okay, well, it's the border. It's the economy. Well, there's no doubt about it. The border's wide open. And regardless of what those idiots that give the daily briefings, and I know you know who I'm talking about, say, oh, it's closed, or Mayorkas, or whatever, and how the name of God this man's even got a job, I don't know. You know, but coming across the border, the way they're coming across the border, the drugs, and God, I mean, look at the child trafficking. Okay, let's think about the children for a second. the child trafficking, the drugs coming across. They break the law the minute that they set foot on U.S. soil. It's against the law, folks. Period. There is no discussion about it. What is wrong with coming to this country legally? I mean, my costs for running my cattle business has doubled under Joe Biden. Doubled. Yes, I said doubled. Okay, well, I'm paying $360 4 years ago for a ton of fertilizer to fertilize my hayfield. I'm paying $690 now. Okay, so that's good. It's gone up, you know, exponentially. And then you get the idiots that's out there saying, well, we need to think about the environment, the cattle, and everything else. You know, come on, folks. They're the same ones that's going to sit there and fuss and raise hell about the environment. And then the next thing you know, they're going to wind up at the biggest steakhouse eating a T-bone.
Yeah, so, that's exactly right. Just like Letitia James did. You know, I don't know if you saw that last week, but she has taken from her campaign funds about $384,000 for things like buying $700 worth of steak in one night in New York City. And then it comes out that she is suing the largest beef company in the country. And that is incredible hypocrisy. Let's go back down to David real quick, and then we'll go to Phantom, and then we're going to get this hour over with.
Yeah, Booker, great feedback and people participating here. And it spurned a bunch of other thoughts I had is, you know, and again, it goes back to some with the border. But when we started unpacking that, and I heard the conversations, the comments about education, the strain that this is having or will have on our schools with having to educate these individuals that come across our hospital system. We haven't talked about, I know in Denver, you look at what's been happening in San Antonio. They're treating these illegal immigrants coming over with all kind of diseases, all kind of medical conditions that have been eradicated in our country before. They're now bringing that in. It's, you know, again, it's the tip of the iceberg with all these different fingers that spread out that we're just now starting to see the impact of that and the impact it's having on the local communities and their budgets. They're blowing through these budgets that they had that never expected to have to take care of these migrants. So I just wanted to add that to the discussion, but it's a huge problem that's impacting all the things we've talked about. You know, the economy, national security, the whole bit.
Thank you, David. Let's go down to Phantom. Phantom, go ahead.
Hey, yeah. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to push back and get back to it. The justice system, you know, like everything that everybody mentioned almost goes right back to that. You know, the criminals aren't afraid to come to our country because they're not afraid of the justice system anymore. And the good people of America are. We have to, whether it's wearing a mask or going to a council meeting, or going to, you know, the Capitol for a peaceful demonstration, we're the ones now afraid of our own justice system. You know, use firearms and get licensed to have them. So we shouldn't be having to think in those terms. It's okay if we do have to think in those terms, but we shouldn't have to. You know, it's something, and what we've learned through social media in the last 10 years since the Trump election is that the people's voice, we have to start the dialogue. If we don't start the dialogue, nobody else will. Without complete reform of the justice in the prison system, these problems are only going to get worse. You know, like I said, the economy can be fixed. We know that. You know, we know what to do about the border. It's just a matter of getting the administration in to do it and enforce the laws that are already in place, like the gentleman was saying. But it's all about enforcing the law.
Thank you very much for everyone that participated in this space here on The Truth Be Told. I really appreciate it. We do it every Wednesday night. And if you would like to join it, please find us on X and come into the conversation. You're always welcome.
There is only one truth. You've been listening to The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott on America Out Loud.